From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. An Iranian official says about 100 people have been arrested for attacking Saudi diplomatic missions in the Shiite-majority nation. Iranian rioters had burned the embassy of Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia in Tehran, as well as a Saudi consulate in the Iranian city of Mashhad on January 2nd. The rioters were retaliating for Riyadh's recent execution of a prominent Shiite Saudi cleric accused of militant activity. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European plane maker Airbus. On Sunday, Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France this Wednesday. Syrian pro-government forces recaptured the town of Rabia near the Turkish border on Sunday, continuing a series of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Britain-based rights group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the pro-government troops received help from Russian airstrikes and military officers. The Wall Street Journal says Portuguese voters are poised to elect conservative candidate and popular TV commentator Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa as their next president. With more than 95% of the votes counted in Sunday's Portuguese election, Rebelo de Sousa of the center-right Social Democratic Party had almost 53% of the vote. Antonio Sampaio de Novo, a former rector of the University of Lisbon running as an independent, was second with 22%. Portugal's president has a largely ceremonial role. This is VOA.